Maybe we're not prospering like we would like, and God seems silent. It's like we're getting the silent treatment from God. What we're going to find out, actually, is that God is always at work. Even when he's silent, he's actively at work in our hearts and in our lives to bring goodness to us. And the greatest work that he has given to us is his son, Jesus, who's offered us and opened up the way to eternal life for each one of us. So it's a great day to be encouraged with that as we read the story of Joseph found in Genesis chapter 39. A couple announcements before we begin this morning. First off, some music thoughts here. We love our music here at Peace. It blesses us in some great ways. Let's clap, yeah. As you know, some services on the first Sunday of the month, every other month, we do the service right out of the book, right out of the liturgy. On the fourth Sunday of the month, a couple guitar-led songs. And so this morning is an opportunity for that. Roy and Rick and Bryson and Colleen are going to lead us in some songs. And on the fourth Sunday of every month, this is also going to happen. The last song, you get to pick that song. So, you know, pastors love to put the heat on the organist and really put her on the hot seat. We're going to try and do that, Colleen, today. If you have a song that you'd like to sing at the end of the service after the blessing, just raise your hand. And on the fly, we are going to sing that song. We did that, Peace has done that in its past, and we're bringing that back in today. Also, another thought about the songs here at Peace. You may have seen this out in our narthex, but this is called the Song Suggestion Box. If you have a song that you would like to have played in our worship service, could be a song that's maybe in the red or green book, or even a song that's not, go ahead and write it on a piece of paper, and if it's not in those books, where that song and the lyrics can be found, place it into the box. Now, no Stairway to Heaven, okay? It has to be appropriate for church, and Colleen and I are going to look through that music and make sure it would be appropriate for our church. But this is a blessing to us to give variety and participation in our church, and you get to participate in a special way. So this is located in the narthex. Just want to point that out. The other thing that I would share is that we have new directories. Thank you to Callie and Jim and Ellen for putting those together. You'll notice they are located in your mailbox in the fellowship hall. If you want an extra copy of a directory, please see Callie because she can print off a copy for you. We have a few extras as well. It's important to keep up on those. We have pictures and we have lots of new people at Peace. Go ahead and flip through there and then you can learn a name and remember it and come to church and say hi to that person. So thank you for taking care of that. We have some other announcements this morning too. Ellen.
Just a reminder that the blood drive is coming up October 17th, which is a Wednesday. The church needs a new coordinator. I'm stepping down for the time being. And so we really need someone to come forward and take on the task of coordinating the blood drives for the church. So see me if you'd like to get more information about that. In the meantime, for the 17th, if we have any volunteers, that would be great, and also if you'd like to bring cookies or snacks, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Thanks, Ellen. Sharon.
Well, we're getting close to the time for the bazaar, and I am working with the cookie jar. So I have two sign-up sheets, and one is to sign up to make cookies and bring for the bazaar, and you know how many that you'd be bringing. And also, if you happen to use one of the recipes from the Ladies Guild cookbook, if you could put the name of the cookie in the page it could be found on. We will have cookbooks there to sell along also. And also, we can use some volunteers to help in manning the cookie jar. And if we can get their 2-hour shifts, so it's just 2 hours, to help with the cookie jar, and that's with people purchasing the cookies and that. And we need 2 people for each shift, and it's 9 to 11, 11 to 1, and 1 to 3. And if you're interested, then, you know, just find me. And since there's a lot of people that I'm, you know, just not really familiar with and not knowing your names, I look at it as an opportunity for me to get better acquainted with everyone. So if you'd like to sign up, just look me up so you can put your name on one of these lists. Thank you.
Thanks. It's a ladies' theme. Janie.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We are very excited. This morning we are going to unveil the quilt that Guild is going to be raffling. Many, many hours. Not to mention the expense has gone into this. The tickets will start in the fellowship hall, just inside the door on the left.
Cool.
Did you get it where everybody saw it? Did everybody see it?
Two shortest people in the church.
Yeah, I was going to ask you to stand up when you did that, but that's okay. Outside that, there's lots of good information under your announcements. Make sure that you read your bulletin clear through. Thanks.
Thank you. Yeah, Kay.
You're going to get tired of hearing about the bazaar. This is about the bazaar as well. And for those of you that don't feel very crafty or don't do woodworking or don't bake or whatever, this is your opportunity to contribute. I'm doing baskets again this year. They're gift baskets. And the way it works is I will provide the basket, I will wrap it, put it all together. You bring the stuff that goes in it. So if you check your bulletin, it gives you a little bit of information about that. And bring your stuff just in a paper bag or something to church, and the sooner the better, and I will put those together. So just bring them to me. Thank you.
This is a sought-after item, the baskets at the Lady Bazaar at Peace Lutheran Church. The people come very early to grab as many baskets as they can. So thank you for putting all that together.